informed about the important stuff.
Morning, this is Arisa and Grace with your 9 a.m. Z-Lines.
In local news, aviation experts said Greenspeed to put a cap on flight numbers and a curfew at Brisbane Airport with write-off costs on air travel. Greens MP Elizabeth Watson Brown will introduce a bill to federal parliament next week to call for limiting flights to 45 an hour and stop flights between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. The move would lead to fewer but more expensive flights and worsening the development of the airport, airline ratings editor Jeffrey Thomas said.
In more local news, 9 vehicles crashed on the Bruce Highway at Sunshine Coast, causing 7 to be sent to the hospital. The incident occurred near Colindra at Lansborough at 2 p.m. yesterday. No serious injuries were reported, and the 7 in the hospital were all in stable condition, and a total of 12 were medically assessed.
In national news, Australian Bureau of Agriculture and Resource Economics and Science predicted agriculture production to fall from record highs in the midst of drier lands. In its latest commodities report, production is predicted to reach 80 billion, making it the third highest figure in history. But a drop from the latest season, record-breaking peak of 92 billion. Livestock prices at sale yards around the country have been falling for months, and it will continue to fall due to drier conditions ahead.
In more national news, Westpac was taken to court over alleged failure to respond to financial hardship notices. The corporate regulator has alleged that between 2015 and 2022, Westpac didn't respond to financial hardship notices from 229 customers. The civil action will be launched today. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission said it was taking legal action to accentuate the importance of lenders responding to hardship notices within the required timeframe to reduce harm to their customers.
In international news, the Philippines and U.S. Navies have conducted a joint sail through parts of South China Sea, traveling across Philippines' exclusive economic zone. This was the first time the two countries have carried out a joint sail in waters west of Palawan Island. Such displays of cooperation comes at a time of heightened tension between the Philippines and China, as they continue to dispute territorial claims over the sea.
For your weather today, it is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present,